flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at the Atlanta United Training Grounds, and our buddy Brad Guzan is going to sit down with us here. Listen, last season just ended, seems like. Did we exceed expectations, right? We lost to Orlando City in the East semifinals, and we were on the cusp of getting there and potentially
shocked
playing
the
for,
world, though, beating Messi, man.
That was the one. That was right. The one. And then, you know, playing for another cup, potentially. And then the offseason starts and changes happen, and change is constant. We know that. And Brad is sitting down with us here. And Brad, it's good to see you. Good to have you back on the show. We're going to talk to our new manager, Ronnie Dyla, coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour. But with all the change, and you've been here now, I mean, speaking of one constant, you've seen this. You've seen players come. Great players come. Great players go. We've seen a couple of different managers. So what is the experience now with this set of circumstances for where you're at in your career right now? Because if I went back to 18, right, it was different. And then, you know, fast forward to when DeBoer was here, it was different. What is it for you now, and what do you sense around the organization?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's different. And listen, anytime a new manager comes in, anytime new players come in, it's going to be different. I think you look at all of the change in terms of the staff, in terms of the manager. Obviously, the front office, some changes there. It's certainly going to have a much different feel to it. And as you said, change is part of professional sports. And so we need to find a way to, one, accept that change. But then, two, we've got to adapt to it and help the guys that have come in take on board what the manager's saying and the coaching staff and what they're saying. But then help the guys that come in and try and get them acclimated as quick as possible and say, okay, listen, we're here to win. This club is here to win. This is what it's about. It's not about – this isn't a you know, a rebuild process, and this is 3 years out. This is – we are wanting to win, and we want to win now.
Look, the odds were against Atlanta United to make the playoffs. You shocked the world there. You go down to Miami. We joked around. MLS had the great idea to do a 2 out of 3 for the first round, and you took out Messi and company. Kind of upset the apple cart. Pardon the pun, but this is one that shows you guys can do that, and it's not like you have to reinvent the wheel, but for guys who don't follow, give us the basics. What does a Ronnie Dyla team look like? What's the style going to be for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, we're into our second week now of preseason, and hearing him speak, seeing how he runs training, you know, the trainings have been extremely intense, very detail-oriented. You know, obviously, as players, we need to grasp his ideas of how he wants us to play, what he wants us to do, how he sees the game, right? And we need to try to pick that up, which I think we've been doing, getting guys back in the building, getting them to understand what training is going to be like, but more importantly, the principles that he wants to instill within the group.
Brad Guzan joining us here on Dukes and Bell live at the Atlanta United Training Grounds. Guys, they got a friendly going on this weekend, as a matter of fact, against Chattanooga.
Make it unfriendly. Smack some people around.
Well, what? Never friendly. We're going to win.
You should. And we got to figure out what's working. And to your point about, you know, hey, are we picking up on the things that he wants us to pick up on? Well, what did you think we need to be better at? The season ends, right? And I'm sure you go through this process. One, how do I feel? How's my body feel? But then you're like, man, we got to be better at this. So not pointing the finger specifically at anybody.
No.
What did you think that better at this was?
I think when you look at how we played and how games essentially developed, right, throughout the course of a 90-minute game, it was too transitional. It was too back and forth. It was too open. And when you don't have control of the game for most of the 90 minutes, because you're never going to have control over the entire 90 minutes, right? But when you don't have that control and it is transitional and it is open, you lose that, and then you give up chances. You give up goals. Maybe you take a chance here, you take a chance there. But ultimately, it becomes too much of a bit of a tennis match. And I think something that we'll be looking forward to doing this year is instilling that not possession without an end product, but that control of the game. And even when we don't have the ball, being in a defensive shape and a defensive block with numbers behind the ball, being able to say, hey, you guys have the ball, but we're still in control and we're pushing you to where we want you to go.
That transition put a lot of pressure on you, did it?
Yeah, listen, whenever it's transitional, you're going to ask more of the goalkeeper. You're going to ask more of individuals in terms of the back line, right? Right. You're asking a center back to maybe go out wide and defend a winger that maybe they're not the most comfortable being in that position on the field. And so being able to keep guys solid, compact, and together, I think will be a huge part moving forward.
It is Brad Guzan with us, guys. Again, all the appearances for the U.S. men's national team, and, of course, champion goalkeeper for us back in 2018. And they brought the young Bucks in, Carl, to challenge him last year. Brad wasn't having it.
How did that go?
Like the old gunslinger. Whoosh, he just shot him a seven. But again, that's part of the job, man. You know the competition's coming at you. One thing that's really exciting, I don't know how much you know it, because I don't think it's like the NFL, Carl. There's no tampering, right? Can't tamper with somebody in the English Premier League, or can you? The idea that if Miggy could come back, I just think that would be so exciting for so many fans. And also, it does address a need for the squad. Wouldn't that be something?
No, for sure. I think, listen, first and foremost, when you talk about adding players, you want to add quality. You want to add somebody that's going to bring something to the group, help the group. And then you mention, obviously, that name specifically. And I think that's somebody that ticks those boxes. And, right. And obviously, there's an appreciation factor for what he did before he went to England. And so that connection with the fan base is certainly there. But, you know, for us, the connection with the fans is certainly important.
Right.
But the most important thing is what he would bring to on the field, and whether it's him or someone else.
Right.
It's what they're going to bring to the field and how they're going to help the group. And if he's going to score goals, happy days.
And one thing, I mean, again, we're not getting specific names because you think there's rules. But there's also, I mean, if you need to have slots for two DPs, designated players. It is, how tough is it, just the nature of the MLS? Because you just got to integrate and hope they assimilate as quickly as possible.
For sure. And listen, when you talk about bringing in DPs, you're talking about looking all over the world, right?
Right.
Whether it's South America, whether it's Europe, Asia, you can go anywhere and everywhere. But then when you sign that player, you then got to get them a visa, and that takes time, and they've got to get situated with their family and relocating to a new country, a new city. So all of this stuff takes time, and that's when you're like, right, I need you to score goals. I need you to defend. I need you to do the business on the field.
Right.
And you know, as a club, they do a good job of trying to help these guys get situated off the field.
I want to take you back. And just, I'm curious, like, the feeling of beating Miami. And, like, the moment where it's over and you guys have done it. Right. You've had a lot of big dubs in your career. But, like, that one, it's got to be up there. And I'm just curious, have you heard from anybody on that club? Do you know cats on that club? Has anybody reached out and been like, nah, man, we ain't talking ever?
No. Well, Joseph was on that club, right?
True. Yeah. I've spoken to Joe, obviously, but no, there was one or two, and bigger names for sure that reached out and but listen, in that moment, it certainly feels good, and obviously after the whole getting pushed in the net debacle,
I thought
that's where you were going to go with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
What did you say to this dude?
But listen, I didn't say anything. I can set the record straight. I turned.
He's trying to get the rock.
Right. Next thing you know, I'm getting shoved into the net, right. And then I'm falling back and back and back and back and back. And the net's never getting tight again to spring me back the other way. And then
it's not a graceful thing to fall into.
No, of course. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, don't put your hands in it, because if you put your hands in, you're definitely going to be eating the net.
Yes.
And then it's game over. So I was like, all right, let me just, all right. And I just kept falling. I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. And then sure enough, social media lit me up. And but at the end of the day, like you said, we got the last laugh, and that was most important. And so, it was certainly a victory that felt good within the club, felt good within our group, especially as you mentioned. You know, I'm sure there were some higher ups within the league that weren't too happy. So it felt good on all fronts.
Right. For those who remember, Luis Suarez, Messi, they're getting into it. And I think the meme I got a kick out of was like Brad like stuck like wicked tuna like in the net, because everything, the practice was right there in the net.
For sure.
But you got the win. We spoke to Brad after that game, the week of the Orlando City match. So getting back to this year, man, there's still some additions that have to be made. And I think I've asked you this question every year now the last 3 years: how much longer longer do you want to do this?
Yeah. Listen, like I said last year, I'm taking it one day at a time.
Right.
You know, I feel good. I feel youthful out there, you know. You know, obviously the guys tell me I look youthful, so that's good. you know, but it's one of those where, like, I'm not looking too far down the road. I know at some point it's going to end, but at the same time, like, I feel good. And as long as I'm contributing to the group and bringing something to the group and helping these guys, then yeah, I feel like I'm ready to go and compete.
I know this is the ultimate apples to oranges, but bear with me on this, because we went with Kirk Cousins this year, who was coming off an Achilles. You had to come off an Achilles. Yeah. Was it a full 12 months until you felt 100%, or was it actually 18 months? Or was there a moment where you said, okay, I really have confidence on my body to do what I needed to
6 weeks is a unicorn.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. No, honestly, you know what? It was. I felt good after a couple months, and you know, of course, it's not that you don't feel good. Mm-hmm. It's doing things without even thinking about it, and right. just doing movements on the field, and you don't even think about it. And so there wasn't one moment where it was like, okay, enough time had passed. I don't even remember how much that time was. Enough time had passed where I was just like, I'm just here to compete. I'm here right. to play 5v5. I'm here to play small-sided, 11v11, whatever it is. I'm here to help the group, and I'm doing things that I'm used to doing for all my career, and I'm not thinking anything about an injury or anything like that.
Okay. You have a top-notch facility here, right? Let's talk about the rehab of that injury, because we always just casually talk about it, 8, 9, 10 months.
Yeah.
But it's hell, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there are days, I'm guessing, you went home and that thing was, it may have swollen up on you. It was sore. It was hurting. Maybe the next day you get out of bed and you're like, I can't, right? That's the part we don't see. And that's the part that gets guys down, and some guys just, they give up, right? Yeah. They say, I'm not going to do this.
For sure. And for me, that was, you know, obviously you talk about having a support system, right? And that was my wife and kids. And to be honest, that was a huge help for me, because it didn't allow for me to, one, feel sorry for myself, and two, inspired me to get back and do the work and grind. And I wasn't the best patient. You can ask our medical staff. And I went in there every day, and they told me I was only doing 10 reps. I'm like, no, we're doing 20 reps, you know? And it was just like, because I'm not letting this going to be the end of my story. And so I just continue to push. And, it's not always easy. You know, there were days, I'll tell you some stories off the air, but there were some rough days, you know, especially at home and whatnot. And, yeah, you just got to find a way, and you have to keep moving forward.
Before we cut you loose, it's Brad Guzan. We're live here at Atlanta United's training facility. We're going to talk to the new manager, Ronnie Dialis, coming up. Speaking of managers, all your experience with caps for the U.S. men's national team, I don't want to get too excited prematurely, but like Pochettino, now he's got some good things going. I kind of like, speaking of accountability, speaking of no more whining, no more nonsense, seems like the U.S. men's national team's in a good direction.
No, for sure, for sure. You look at their performances, especially under Pochettino, in terms of how he's given them the confidence to go and play. And obviously it's certainly a different style, but he's done a fantastic job of coming into that group and getting more out of them, right? And I think that's going to be important going down the road, especially as we all look forward to 26 in the World Cup, and obviously us being a host city. So it's going to be pretty special to be able to see what he's able to do with that group.
By the way, I was on StubHub yesterday. It's like, cheapest ticket's like $2,000. You got any juice for that?
You talking about World Cup?
2 years is 18 months away.
I know, the I World need to go Cup, talk to and some
it's,
people.
I mean, literally, it's 18 months away, and it's the cheapest. I mean, we're talking the nosebleeds, man.
Well, again, people from all over the world
I know,
are coming.
True. I know,
and
true.
They're spending big loot to come.
We need
to
open a bar between now and then.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, real quick, you happy with your Bears moves?
What do you mean? Go Falcons.
There you go,
come on,
Brad.
Let's
there
go.
You go.
Let's go.
Rise up.
Come on now.
Good
let's
answer.
Go.
Shy town. Try to trip him up, Carl. He's no longer. He was joking. We were joking around, though, about how we handle the weather compared to how they do in the Midwest earlier.
It's a different animal, man.
It is.
I mean,
is.
A quarter inch, we shut the city down for 3 days. All right? I mean, it's just what it is. Brad, man, we appreciate you. It's going to be fun to see what Ronnie and you know, Ronnie Dialis, new manager, and the new players can do. And I know you're excited about the opportunity. We are excited to see what it's going to look like. So, man, appreciate you as always, dude.
Definitely. Always a pleasure being with you guys.